This is tape recording number 7510C22, HASAMT5. Copyright 1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded in the audio unit of the Publications Organization in Copenhagen, Denmark. New HAS Course, Part 5, Communication and Handling Originations, TR4. This is the fifth and last talk of the Communication Course. It covers the subject of handling originations, which puts the final polish on a person's ability to communicate well. An origination is something unexpectedly volunteered by the person being spoken to, all on his own, that may have nothing to do with what you're trying to communicate, but it is something that the person comes up with by himself and which is important to him. Unexpectedness actually is part of the definition of an origination because they are quite often completely off the subject. They take you completely by surprise. They're apparently not at all what you expected the person to say. But you must handle these originations smoothly so that you can return to what you were saying and get your question answered, or get your communication across without upsetting the person or driving him out of communication. Often a person trying to communicate gets thrown off in some way by these sudden originations, or gets flustered or embarrassed. Thus, an ability to really handle communication would also require an ability to handle these originations. Selling depends a lot on an ability to handle originations, and so does public speaking. I dare say that every argument you have ever gotten into was because you did not handle an origination. Every time you have ever gotten into trouble with anybody, you can trace it back along the line you didn't handle. If a person walks in and says, "Wow, I've just passed with the highest mark in the whole school," and you say, "I'm awfully hungry, shouldn't we go out and eat?" you'll find yourself in a fight. He feels ignored. He originated a communication to have you prove to him that he was there, and that he was real, and that he existed. Most children get frantic about their parents when their parents don't handle their originations properly. Handling an origination merely tells the person, "All right, I heard it, you're there." You might say it's a form of acknowledgement, but it's not. It is the communication formula in reverse. The originator, or cause point, is still in control if he handles the origination. Otherwise, the communication formula goes out of his control, and he is at receipt point, no longer at cause point. So let's look this over. There are three steps in handling an origin. You're going along trying to get some question answered or some point across, and up comes an origination. First off, you have to hear and understand the origination. That doesn't mean you have to sit there and try to figure out why he came up with such a thing. It just means you've heard it, and you've understood what was said. The second step is to acknowledge the origination in some fashion. You let him know that he's been heard. He says, "Hey, I've got a bad headache," and you say, "You do? Well, I didn't know that," or some such, that acknowledges what he said. The third step is to smoothly return him to your question, or what you were trying to say, in such a way that his attention goes back onto your communication, and you get your answer or information. So he tells you he's got this headache, and you say, "You do? Well, I didn't know that. I sure hope it's gone by the time we finish this meeting. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. How much did you say that cost?" So to handle an origination, you have to hear and understand it, acknowledge it, and return the person to the question or subject. and you have to do this in such a way that you are not thrown off by the unexpectedness of the origination. And you have to maintain ARC with the person. ARC, a word made from the initial letters of affinity, reality, and communication, which together equate to understanding. These are the three things necessary to the understanding of something. One has to have some affinity for it. It has to be real to him to some degree. And he needs some communication with it before he can understand it. So you have to maintain ARC with the person and not upset him, and smoothly return him to the communication. Have you ever met a person who jumps from one subject to another? Have you ever met someone who breaks in on conversations or tries to throw in their own ideas? All this is part of everyday life. When you can handle these situations easily, without being sidetracked or thrown off, you will be much more able to communicate with others and be able to handle yourself and increase your self-respect and mutual respect as well. See your supervisor for your last drill.